Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Australia's most infamous jail, Inside the Walls of Pentridge Prison, written by James Phelps and read by Silas Ayton. Chapter 1. Bluestone and Barbed Wire. Welcome to Pentridge. I was just a kid. A scared kid in a truck filled with men. Bad men. Former Pentridge inmate Andrew Kirby. The bearded behemoth reached down and grabbed the teenager by the pants.
Nice trackies, he said as he tugged.
Give 'em to me.
Andrew Kirby might be small, but he was fast. He smacked the man's hand away and jumped to his feet.
Fuck off, mate, he said, pulling up his pants as he backed away.
About 40, he thought, sizing up the man who had attempted to pull his tracksuit pants down. Big, strong, and most definitely mean.
Just fucking leave me alone, Kirby said, still moving. I'm just a fucking kid.
And he was. Just 17, and in a prison yard with murderers, rapists, and possibly a pedophile. Kirby was all skin and bones. He'd had his fair share of scraps, but he didn't stand a chance against this bloke. Against any of them. Kirby took another step back. Maybe that would be it. Just horseplay. A grown man wouldn't try and pinch a kid's pants, right? The smile that suddenly split the man's pockmarked face told Kirby he was wrong. The wink that followed the smirk sent a shudder down his spine. Kirby wanted to scream out to the guard in the watchtower, but he didn't. The boys' home hadn't taught him much, but he knew what happened to dogs. The prison word for an informant. America has ketchup and rats, and Australia has tomato sauce and dogs.
Take 'em off, you little cunt.
The man deadpanned.
They're mine.
Kirby also knew what happened to people who gave away their pants.
Nah, fuck you, he said. I ain't giving you shit.
The behemoth snarled and took a step forward.
Fucking off with them, he said as he raised his hands.
A little voice inside Kirby's head wanted him to do as he was told. He will belt you black and blue. Take 'em off. They're only pants. But another voice told him to stand and fight. You know what happens to cowards. He decided being belted was better than becoming this man's bitch.
Nah, fuck off, Kirby said. He raised his fists. Touch me again and I'll fucking shank you.
The man turned and looked towards the guard's box, where he saw the guard actually doing his job for once.
Oh, well, he said, turning back to Kirby. You'll keep. I'll get those fucking pants, mate. Trust me, they are mine.
Like fuck you will, Kirby said.
Like fuck I won't. Just wait until we get to Pentridge. You know what happens to little shitbags in Pentridge, right? I am going to fuck you every night.
Kirby shuddered. Not so much from the threat, but because of the name. Pentridge.
Yeah, Pentridge. You are so fucked.
I shat myself as soon as I heard the word Pentridge. Kirby, now nudging 50, recalls. Until then, I thought I was just going to be sent back to the boys' home. Kirby had handed himself in. Wanted for an arson attack, he figured they would go easy on him if he made it easy for them. But that night, lying in a cold cot in a cell at the infamous Russell Street Watch House, he wasn't so sure. I started thinking maybe I was going to Pentridge. After that dog put it on me for my pants, Kirby says. I didn't know anyone that had been sent there before they were 18, but I had heard that it had happened. And this wasn't my first offence. I'd only been out of boys' home for a few months before I was nicked.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?